Okay, both teams are back in the gym. Each team at their bench getting some last-minute instruction from the coaches. Looking forward to Skagway tightening up that defense this half. And picking up the energy a little bit on Trevor. No pressure by Yakutat. Gets it over to Zach. Back up to Trevor. Over to Dominique. Finds Zach in the corner. Back to Dominique. Back up to Trevor at the top. They get Donovan over at the side. And then back up to Trevor. It gets batted away by a couple of Yakutat players. And I'm not sure who Trevor thought he was passing to. I suspect that maybe he thought Zach was going to cut towards the basket. It went right to a Yakutat player. But he couldn't manage the ball, so it went out of bounds. Donovan inbounds to Trevor, makes a couple moves, kicks it out to Ethan, who puts it up for three. So that's 3 points for Ethan, 22-30, Skagway with an eight-point deficit. Yakutat passing the ball around. They find Kalani Russell, who's got no one even near him, so he puts it up for three. 22-33, Yakutat with an 11-point lead. Trevor with the ball to Dominique. He finds Donovan at the free throw line. He puts it up for two. That's no good, but he gets his own rebound, looks for the putback. No good. Again, gets his own rebound again, and he puts that one up for two. Three-quarter court pressure again by Skagway. Yakutat gets the ball down. They get it to Jensen. Brown at the top of the key. Lekanoff over to Russell. Back to Jensen on the other side of the key. Back up to the top to Brown. Over to James down in the corner. Up to Jensen. They find Russell. He's just too wide open over there. He puts one up for three, and that's no good. Donovan gets the rebound. He gets it over to Zach. Zach's going to get the ball across half court. Coach Fielding is looking for a timeout there. Just a 30-second timeout. So we've got 6 minutes, 39 seconds left in the third quarter. Skagway with 24, Yakutat with 33. So Skagway trails by 9. They're still struggling on the defensive end. Maintaining a tight defense on their big shooters. Russell had a pretty hot hand in the first half, so maybe he'll cool off in the second half. I don't think that's likely.
I think we need James to
not
be under the basket.
Well, either that or put somebody on him.
Yeah.
So Donovan inbounds to Trevor. He's going to call the play. He gets Donovan back over to Zach, down on the right side of the court, back up to Donovan, over to Trevor. He dribbles up at the top of the key, looks to make a move, brings it back up. They're in a reset. Finds Dominique over on the left side.
Zach is wide open on the weak side.
He gets
Zach. See him.
Back up to Dominique. Up to Zach, over to Ethan in the corner, back to Zach, who's pretty open. He's going to put one up for three. Boom, shakalaka. 3 points for Zach Wassman.
Cindy's getting fancy with her words here, guys.
Yakutat gets the ball across half court. Billy Brown cuts through the key, and he receives a nice pass from Jensen, and he lays that up and in. So 2 points for Brown, 27-35. Yakutat with the lead. Zach Wassman's got the ball across half court. Looking for that offense to set up. He gets it to Dominique. Trevor's got the ball at the top of the key. Pass goes to Zach, back to Trevor. He gets to find Zach in the corner who puts it up, but that's blocked. Ethan gets that rebound to Donovan, puts it back over to Zach. He puts one up. That's short. Dominique gets in there for the rebound. They get it to Trevor. Nice little ball fake. He looks to put it up, but there's too many Yakutat players there. He passes to Donovan, and James is called for a foul. I don't know exactly who he fouled. He didn't look like he was near the ball. Donovan's going to inbound at the baseline. He finds Ethan right inside the free throw line. He puts one up, but that's short. Kalani Russell with the rebound. Yakutat pushes the ball up. He gets it to James, who's in the corner, tightly guarded by Zach. Brown cuts through the key again, and he connects with that pass, and he lays it up and in. So Yakutat with a 10-point lead, 27-37, 4 minutes, 54 seconds left in the third quarter. Trevor's got the ball across half court. He gets it to Donovan. Up to Trevor. Over to Zach,
who shoots a three.
That's no good. And Brown with the rebound. He gets it to James. They've got numbers. Oh,
wow. Donovan could have just been called for a hack. You got lucky on that one.
That's an official term, hack. Anyway, he blocked that shot. He was not called for a foul. It went out of bounds off Skagway. So Yakutat inbounds. They try to get it to Brown, but Dominique gets a steal. He's going to push the ball. He finds Donovan. Nice little fake by Donovan. Kicks it out to Zach. Fake by Zach. Gets it to Trevor. Trevor puts it up. That's no good. Rebound James for Yakutat. A little bit of pressure by Dominique in the backcourt. Brown to James. He wasn't quite ready, but he managed to catch the pass. Over to Lekanoff on the left side of the court. To Jensen at the top. Over to James. Over to Russell. Nicely guarded by Ethan. He gets it to Brown. To Lekanoff. Up to Russell. Nice defense by Ethan. Russell passes to James. James loses the handle, tries to get it to Lekanoff. Again, Donovan, I know he wants to play aggressively, but with three fouls, he just knocked over somebody going for the loose ball, and that could easily, again, have been a foul on Donovan. So Donovan inbounds to Trevor, because the ball ended up going out of bounds off of Yakutat. So Skagway gets the ball. Trevor passes to Zach, back to Trevor, over to Dominique,
who almost loses control of it.
He gets it back to Trevor. He gets it over to Zach. They find Donovan down low. He makes a nice little post move. He puts it up, but off the back of the rim, and no good. Yakutat with the rebound. Donovan obviously frustrated. He's down on the ground, still at the other end of the court. And so that leaves Jensen open. He puts one up and in for three. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left. Skagway 27, Yakutat 40. Skagway is trailing by 13. Trevor gets it to Dominique. Back to Trevor. He's got Zach. Finds Ethan in the corner. Over to Dominique at the top of the key. Over to Zach. They find Trevor on the opposite side of the court. He's going to bring it up top and reset. He looks and finds Zach. Back over to Dominique at the top of the key. Couple of dribbles toward the basket. Finds Trevor in the corner. He's got a nice little ball fake, and he tries to put the ball up, but they call him on a travel. Skagway's going to have their three-quarter court press. Russell inbounds to Brown. Gets it to Lekanoff. Nice defense by Zach. Lekanoff gets it to Kalani Russell on the other side of the key. I don't know what.
Wide open.
He puts it up for three. That's no good. Yakutat rebounds, and they try for a couple of putbacks. They're all short. And the ball goes out of bounds, and they call it out on Yakutat. They call it out on Skagway. So it's Yakutat's ball under the baseline. And they get it to Brown underneath. He puts it up. And in, and that's a foul on Dominique. So the basket counts. Billy Brown's going to go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Skagway trailing now by 15. 27-42 is the score. Billy Brown gets the ball for his free throw. He puts that up. And it's in and out, and Donovan gets the rebound. He's going to push the ball up the court. All the Yakutat players are there. So he kicks it back out to Zach, who puts it up for three. No good. Nice rebound by Dominique. He goes for the putback, and that's short. Brown with the rebound. Over to Russell. Over to Jensen. Over to Lekanoff. To Russell, who's going to make a move to the basket. He tries to kick it back out to Lekanoff, and he loses the ball for a minute, but he recovers. Makes a move to the basket. He tries to find James with sort of a behind-the-back pass and goes right out of bounds. So that's going to be Skagway ball on the sideline in the backcourt. Donovan gets it into Trevor, who's just going to walk the ball up. Gets it to Donovan. Over to Zach in the corner. He's open. He's going to go up for three, short off the front of the rim. Yakutat with the rebound. Ethan's going to tie it up, and Yakutat loses control, but Jensen manages to get it to Brown, who's going to kind of push the ball a little bit. Skagway's not all the way back on defense. And Yakutat decides to set up. Brown with a nice little fake, couple dribbles towards the basket. Then he kicks it back out to Lekanoff, up to James at the top of the key. They find Russell over on the left side, who gets Brown down low. Nice little spin move. He puts the ball up, and the foul's called on Dominique. I think Dominique got him with the body a little bit there. 1 minute, 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Skagway trailing by 15, 27-42. Brown goes up for the first free throw, and it's no good. Free throw number two right here. And that one goes up, and that's in. Donovan gets the ball into Zach. He's just going to walk it up the court. He gets it over to Trevor. He gets it over to Zach on the far side of the court. He finds Dominic, who's got Ethan in the corner. He puts one up. No good. Dominic with a nice rebound to Donovan. Kicks it back out to Ethan. They find Trevor. Too many Yakutat players. He gets Ethan, who's open. He puts it up. That's Ethan's spot. He's just coming up a little bit short. Yakutat gets the rebound. Brown with the ball. Over to Jensen. He's wide open. He'll put one up. Off the back of the rim. No good. Brown with the rebound. He finds Lekanoff, who puts one up and in for 2 points. 30 seconds left in the third quarter. 27-45. Skagway trailing. Trevor's got the ball at the top of the court. Or top of the key, I suppose. Over to Dominique. Over to Zach. Finds Trevor in the corner. He makes a little move, then finds Ethan. They kick it over to Dominique, who's wide open. He tries to push it into the bucket there, and it doesn't go. It's off the back of the rim, but Donovan gets a rebound and banks one in. That's 2 points for Donovan. And the time runs out in the third quarter. Skagway's still trailing. They trail by 16 now, 29-45. Is that the right math?
That is the correct
okay.
math.
Okay.
So we've got Donovan with three fouls, Dominique with two, and Trevor with one. So Donovan is really our only player who is in foul trouble at this point. On the Yakutat side, Billy Brown's the only one with two, Josh James with one, John Jensen with one, and Kalani Russell with one.
Our defense is still just not quite working. Several times now we've left Russell open right where he likes to shoot. So thankfully they haven't gone in. I'm not sure what defense they're running, but somebody's either missing their spot or they're losing their man. And our offense, you know, to use a term that I heard my daughter Hannah O'Daniel use, and I was really impressed, their offense is really stagnant.
That's a great, great word, Hannah.
I know. She's so smart.
It is pretty stagnant out there. They need to come alive in this quarter.
Yeah, they really do. 16 points is a lot to make up in one quarter, especially with a sharpshooting team like Yakutat. So the possession arrow goes to Yakutat. The ball's inbounded to Brown, over to Jensen, out to Russell, back to Jensen. And they find Brown, who's pretty open. Skagway's defense gets on him, but he's able to lay that one up and in. Donovan inbounds to Zach. Over to Trevor. He's going to make a move, but then kicks it back out to Zach, who finds Dominique at the top of the key. Over to Donovan. He looks to put one up, but that's a no, he gets it out to Ethan, and Ethan puts it up for three. Ethan really likes that spot down in the corner. Yakutat's got the ball, and Trevor knocks it away, and Donovan's able to get that steal. He gets it across half court. Skagway's going to reset. This is a good start to the quarter so far for Skagway. He gets it out to Zach. Over to Ethan. Over to Trevor. He's going to make a move to the basket. He decides to drive into the key, which is full of Yakutat players, and they call him on a travel.
So he took one too many steps there.
Yep, it's Yakutat's ball. Skagway's putting on the full court pressure. Lekanoff makes a move to the basket. He tries to kick it back out to Jensen, but Dominique's able to get there and intercept that pass. So he's going to bring the ball up the court. No pressure by Yakutat. Over to Trevor, who's going to set the play up. Over to Zach. Back to Trevor. Over to Dominique. Back to Zach. And they find Ethan. They look for Ethan down low. Kalani Russell was able to get there and bat that ball out of bounds. Still going to be Skagway ball under their own basket. Donovan's going to inbound. He finds Dominique up at the top of the key. Gets it to Zach. Back over to Trevor. He looks for Donovan down low on the block. tries for a little post move. He puts one up, and it doesn't go in, almost bounced around the rim, but he's fouled on the shot. And I think that calls on Billy Brown.
On Billy Brown. That's his third personal.
So Donovan goes to the line for two free throws, trying to cut down this deficit a little bit. Skagway trails by 15 right now. First one goes up, and it's way short off the front of the rim. 6 minutes, 30 seconds left in the game.
Skagway's playing a little flat today.
Yeah, they're looking a little defeated already. Donovan's second shot is up and no good, but Dominique ends up coming up with the rebound. Zach gets it over to Donovan, who gets it to Trevor. Back out to Ethan. Up to Zach at the top of the key. They're going to set something up. Over to Dominique. Over to Ethan in the corner. He finds, almost finds Donovan down low. They kind of lose the handle. He's able to kick it out to Zach, who's got a little too much on that shot. It goes off the back of the rim, and Billy Brown with the rebound. He's just going to walk the ball up. 6 minutes left in the game. Skagway trails by by 15. Dominique with a great steal. He's all alone. He's fast breakdown, and he lays it up and in for two. Trevor putting a little pressure on Brown, and Yakutat's going to call a timeout. So we've got 5 minutes, 45 seconds left in the game. Skagway with 34, Yakutat 47. Is that 13 points?
Yes.
I need a calculator. So Skagway now trails by 13. The offense seems to be working out a little bit better. Probably not as productive as they'd like it to be, as quickly as they would like to score. The defense is working a little bit better. They're staying on their man pretty well.
We still have Donovan with three, Dominique with two, and Trevor with one foul. So we're really not in foul trouble, just with Donovan with three, but he's playing pretty good. Billy Brown has three, Josh James has one, John Jensen has one, and Kalani Russell has one. Skagway's back on the court.
Give him the ball right now.
Except it's Yakutat's ball.
Oh, darn. Okay. So Yakutat's going to inbound. James with the ball into Brown. I expect to see Yakutat running the clock a lot from here on out.
5:30 left in the game.
Yeah, they're just going to pass the ball around. They've got their players all spread out across that whole half of the court, passing from one corner to the other, over to the other corner. Jensen with the ball, over to Brown, to Lekanoff.
Ooh.
He looked at a shot, but Dominique was there. They look for Kalani Russell underneath the basket, but it was too far under the basket. Donovan gets the steal, and it's batted away. Donovan was pushing the ball at the court, and it's batted away by Yakutat. So Skagway's going to get the ball on the sideline and on their end of the court. Donovan to Dominique, who gets it over to Zach. They're going to set up. Back over to Dominique. Makes a move to the basket, kicks it out to Trevor, who finds Zach. Back up to Dominique. And they find Ethan in the corner. He doesn't take that shot. He kicks it back up to Zach at the top of the key, who looks at Dominique. He takes a shot, and that's no good. Kalani Russell with the rebound. Yakutat's not in a hurry. A little bit of pressure by Skagway. Brown gets it across the court. Lekanoff's wide open, so he's going to take that one. No good off the back of the rim. Russell with the rebound over to Jensen. Back to Russell, over to Jensen, like hot potato over there in the corner. They get it to Brown at the top of the key. Back over to Jensen. Tightly guarded by Zach. Over to Brown. He takes it up to that corner right at half court. Dribbles around. They find James. Back to Brown. Over to Jensen. And Russell's going to take a two-point shot, and that one is good. 3 minutes, 45 seconds left in the game. 34-49, Skagway trails by 15. They get the ball to Dominique, who's open. He takes the shot, but that's no good. Zach gets the rebound. He puts back and he gets it to bounce around the rim and in. 2 points for Zach. Ball gets inbounded to Russell, over to Brown. Then he gets it to James in that corner right by the half-court mark. Gets it to James in the corner, over to Jensen, back to Brown. They find Russell is wide open back in the corner. He steps back behind the three-point line. He puts one in. Trevor with the ball. He's going to push it up the court. He kicks it back to Dominique. Ethan gets the ball. He puts one up and in for three. Ethan's got a hot hand today. Yakutat's inbounding. Skagway putting a little bit of pressure on. They try to get the ball to James. Dominique goes to bat it away, and he's called on a foul there. I think he got him on the arm.
That's Dominique third.
So we've got 3 minutes left in the game. Skagway 39, Yakutat 52. And Yakutat's just taking their time with the ball, passing around. They find James at the free throw line. They kick back out to Jensen, over to Brown. Over to Lekanoff, back to Brown. Find Lekanoff in the corner, couple dribbles. Dominique with the steal, almost. Billy Brown was able to get in there and take it away from Dominique. Dominique hustles back to get the ball. Great hustle, Dominique. And then Trevor almost gets the steal. Brown, just the quick hands. Kalani Russell had the ball nice and open. He goes to shoot the ball, and Burt Adams calls a timeout. So that three-pointer doesn't count for Kalani. A little bit disappointed, but they're laughing about it. The score is 39, Skagway, Yakutat with 52. How much time is left, Becky?
2 minutes and 40-ish seconds.
Heavy on the ish. So Skagway trails by 13. Not a lot of time to make that up. And in true Yakutat style, they're being very disciplined with the ball. They're just passing it around, taking their time, using up as much clock as they can.
And there's 2 minutes, 25 seconds left on the clock.
So Yakutat's going to inbound. They get it to Brown, guarded by Trevor. They get it to James, down in the key. James goes up. He's fouled by Zach.
Kind of a late whistle.
Yeah, it almost looked like a clean block. But Zach was behind James, and it's tough to get a clean block that way, so he probably got him on the arm. So James is going to go to the line for two. He puts the first one up, and that's good. 2 minutes, 18 seconds left in the game. Second free throw is up, and that one is also good. So 39 Skagway, Yakutat with 54, 2 minutes, 17 seconds left. Zach Wassman with the ball. He gets across half court. Tries to find Donovan, but Jensen bats the ball away. Donovan ends up getting the ball. He makes a move into the key. They find Ethan in the corner, but the pass wasn't great, so he took too much time to get the handle. But Dominique makes a drive through the key, puts it up, no good, gets his own rebound, passes out. They get it to Ethan, who puts it up for three, no good. Lekanoff with the rebound. He passes out to James. He's going to pull up at the corner. And then here, Yakutat's just going to pass the ball, taking their time. 1 minute, 40 seconds left in the game. Skagway trails by 15. They kick it out to Jensen, who's wide open in the corner. He puts one up, but that's no good. Ethan with the rebound. He's going to take the ball up. He's guarded by Brown. Over to Dominique, who gets it across half court. Looking for somebody, little dribbling. He's going to make it move through the key, and then he kicks it out to Ethan, who gets it to Zach, and then back to Dominique. And Zach, I'm not sure who he was going to pass to. It looked like he maybe thought Donovan was a little bit further away, but it goes over Donovan's head. Skagway's not paying attention yet. Yakutat gets the ball in, and that's a pretty hard foul. Zach did not intend to foul him that hard. He was just trying to regroup and get himself back in the game. James was going to go up for a rebound, and Zach got in front. And James was going pretty fast, so he was knocked down to the ground. And Zach goes and shakes his hand. That was not intentional on Zach's part at all. So James is going to go to the line. 1 minute, 8 seconds left in the game, 39-54, Yakutat with the lead. And James gets the ball for free throw number one. It goes up, and that goes in. Free throw number two is up, and that's also good. 1 minute, 8 seconds left in the game, 39-56. Skagway trails by 17. Trevor with the ball. He finds Donovan beyond the three-point line. He puts one up for three, and that's no good. Bounces around the rim. Trevor with the rebound and the putback for two. 41-56, 55 seconds left in the game. Brown tries to get it to Jensen, who's under the basket, but Donovan was able to get there and knock the ball out of bounds. So that was out on Donovan. It's going to be Yakutat's ball at the baseline under their own basket. He gets it to Russell, out to Brown. Is going to put it up for three. Boy. No good. Dominique with the rebound. 47 seconds left. 41-56. Skagway trails by 15. Dominique gets it to Donovan. Gets it out to Ethan. Little fake by Ethan. He looks to go to the basket, but there's too many Yakutat players. He gets it back out to Donovan. Over to Trevor on the far side of the court. Looking for somewhere to go. Over to Zach. Makes a move to the basket, kicks it out to Dominique, who gets it to Ethan. He puts one up. That's no good. Jensen for the rebound. He gets it over to Brown. They're just going to run the clock out. 15 seconds left in the game. Jensen to Brown. Over to Lekanoff,
who is wide open under the basket.
And he tries to make a layup, and that's no good. 3 seconds left. Ethan puts one up at the buzzer, and no good. So that's the end of the game. It wasn't as tightly matched as I suspected it would be. Skagway just seemed a little, they lost the wind in their sails there. The final score was Skagway 41, Yakutat 56. So Skagway lost that one by 15. So when does Skagway play next?
So we're going to play Cake tomorrow at 12:45.
So join us again at 12:45 tomorrow for the boys' game. They still have a chance to get that second berth to state. They're just going to have to work their way through the loser's bracket. Next up is going to be the Skagway Lady Panthers. Their game starts at 5:45, and they'll be playing the number one seed Cake. And this is the semifinal, so the winner of this game will go to the championship tomorrow. So the girls' game will start in about 40 minutes.